HarperCollins presents The Christmas Sisters by Sarah Morgan. Read by Mandy Weston. Chapter 1. Suzanne. There are good anniversaries and bad anniversaries. This was a bad one, and Suzanne chose to mark the moment with a nightmare. As usual, she was buried, her body immobile, and trapped under a weight as heavy as concrete. There was snow in her mouth, in her nose, in her ears. The force and pressure of it crushed her. How deep was she? Which way was up? Would anyone be looking for her? She tried to scream, but there was nothing, nothing. Suzanne! Someone was calling her name. She couldn't respond, couldn't move, couldn't breathe. Her chest was being squeezed. Suzanne! She heard the voice through darkness and panic. You're dreaming! She felt something touch her shoulder, and the movement catapulted her out of her frozen tomb and back to reality. She sat up, her hand to her throat, gulping in air. It's all right, the voice said. Everything is all right. I had a dream. The dream. And it was so real, she expected to find herself surrounded by ice crystals, not crumpled bedding. I know. The voice belonged to Stuart, and his hand was on her back, rubbing gently. You were screaming. And now she noticed that his face was white, and lines of anxiety bracketed his mouth. They had a routine for this, but hadn't had to use it in a while. It was so vivid. I was there. Stuart flicked on the light. A soft glow spread across the bedroom, illuminating dark corners and pushing aside the last wisps of the nightmare. You're safe. Look around you. Suzanne looked, her imagination still trapped under the weight of snow. But there was no snow, no avalanche, just her warm, cosy bedroom in Glensay Lodge, where the remains of a fire danced in the hearth, and the darkness of the endless winter night shone black through a gap in the curtains. She'd made the curtains herself, from a sumptuous tartan fabric she'd found on her first visit to Scotland. Stuart's mother had claimed it was their clan tartan, but all Suzanne cared about was that those curtains kept the cold out on chilly nights and made the room cosy. She'd also made the quilt that was draped across the bottom of the bed. On the table near the window was a bottle of single malt whisky from the local distillery, and next to it sat Stuart's empty glass. There was her favourite chair, the cushions plumped and soft. Her book, a novel that hadn't really caught her attention, lay open next to her knitting. A new order of wool had arrived the day before, and she'd been thrilled by the colours. Deep purples and blues lay against softer hues of heather and rich cream, ready to brighten the palette of white and grey that lay beyond her windows. The wool reminded her of the wild Scottish heather that grew in the glen in early and late summer. Thinking of it cheered her. When the weather warmed, she liked to walk early in the morning and see the heather as the sun burned through the mist. And there was Stuart. Stuart, with his kind eyes and infinite patience. Stuart, who had been by her side for more than 3 decades. She was in the Scottish Highlands, tens of thousands of miles from the icy flanks of Mount Rainier. Still, the dream hung over her like a chilling fog, infecting her thoughts. I haven't had that dream in over a year. Her forehead was damp with sweat, and her nightdress clung to her. She took the glass of water that Stuart offered. Her throat was parched, and the water soothed and cooled, but her hand was shaking so much she sloshed some of it over the duvet. How can a person still have nightmares?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?